Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Main Street Universe. Version of Main Street Universe. My name is Daniel Michael, and my co-host here, coming all the way from the Temple of Gaia, is Mr. Kevin Baird.
Thank you.
And Kevin Baird is a psychic medium, intuitive consultant. You can find him at www.templeofgaia.com or at the stores Crystalis in Herndon or Sticks and Stones in Fairfax. All right.
Happy holidays.
Absolutely. And we have a pretty nice day today, I would say. We always seem to have great weather on our episodes of Main Street
That's
Universe.
Amazing. Goddess provide.
Yes. A little gray, but still really nice, really comfortable temperature. And we seem to, this year, have been blessed with our shows being Wednesday at 11 or 11 a.m. Not the a.m. so much, but on our days. Our show keeps falling right on these, on the big 8 days. We're kind of almost right on Imbolc. We were very close to Samhain. We're pretty much right on Ostara. And
Goddess Bliss.
Yes, it's been kind of funny how that's worked out. And Solstice, I think, as well.
Right, exactly. And so my goddess is Gaia. What's yours?
Mine, my personal matron goddess, matron patron, is Kuan Yin.
Very cool.
Sometimes known as the Compassionate Rebel. She defied going to paradise, or denied going to paradise, because she heard the cry of one human soul and felt sorry and felt like she had to return to Earth in order to help humanity. So that's why she's called the Compassionate Rebel.
Interesting.
I always thought that was a great story. And I would like to remind you that Main Street Universe, our mission statement here, is to remind you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. We are here to tell the common person that, yes, they can empower themselves. And as it is being said, 40% of new American workers next year are going to be self-employed. So the time for self-actualization, self-realization, is more important now than it ever has been, as far as economically speaking. And I'm hearing a beep on the phone, but I think it is now
That's
gone.
That's Brett. He came on the line.
Oh, okay. Hello, and let's welcome our eye in the sky then, if he is there, Mr. Brett Hillman. Are you there, Brett?
Hello, Brett. I think his mic is off again. Hello, operator.
That is fine.
Yeah.
And you're sure his thing is on?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Brett,
Hello?
If you're out there, he is our eye in the sky.
Hello?
Oh, there he is, our astrological chart watcher, our sky watcher.
I was not
Go ahead,
muted,
Brett.
So I don't know what happened there. It's good to be here with everybody. Happy Ostara.
Happy Ostara. And remember, we've always had technical difficulties on our holiday.
Yeah, funny,
one.
I remember that now.
But I have a feeling today's not going to be as bad, but we got it out of the way early. How's that? That's what happened. And today, if she does call in, we are going to be joined by Melissa. Okay, Melissa, the number is 760-542-4345. And we got plenty of time here, so we can be patient. In fact, I'll repeat that number one more time, Melissa. The number is 760-542-4345.
So how's everybody doing today? We're going to be doing a ritual today to honor spring equinox and the beginning of a new quarter, reflecting on the things of the last quarter and where we're going in the new one, and continuing manifestations
Yes.
that are helpful.
And Kevin, keep an eye out for seeing if Melissa
right,
calls.
Sure.
While you're doing that, I will go ahead with our Poetry Place segment. This is when people write in poems to us and to the Karelian Herald. You can either send them to Reverend Anna, or you can send them to me directly, and then I send them to Reverend Anna. And today's poem is "The Poet Pleads with Elemental Powers" by William Butler Yeats. The powers whose name and shape no living creature knows have pooled the immortal rose. And though the seven lights bowed in their dance and wept, the polar dragon slept. His heavy rings uncoiled, glimmering deep to deep. When will he wake from this sleep? Great powers, falling wave and wind and windy fire, your harmonious choir. Encircle her, I love, and sing her into peace, that my old care may cease. Unfold the flaming wings and cover out of sight the nets of day and night. Dim powers of drowsy thought, let her no longer be like the pale cup of the sea. When winds have gathered and sun moons turn dim, above is the cloudy rim. But let gentle silence wrought with music flow within her footsteps. Go. And I do believe we are now joined by Melissa.
Hi.
Hello, are you there?
I am there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good. Good.
And how are you today?
Good. I had a bit of a panic moment. I was trying to find out how to get the correct number. I don't have a computer today. So
oh,
I had to
well,
actually borrow a neighbor's.
That's fine. We you can actually call this show without a computer. We actually do have some listeners that just call in and don't even have a computer, as more people are operating out of their cell phones and such, you know.
Yeah. I was just struggling. Now that I have the correct phone number, I am here and ready to go.
Awesome. And we're very glad you could join us today here on Main Street University.
I'm glad too.
All right. Let's everybody just take a moment to relax. We're all here now. Everything's fine. All technical glitches. We've already gotten them out of the way today.
Yeah.
One time it sounded like we had a crackling fire going. That's what we told everybody.
That's right.
And I'll just get everything together. And today will be our Ostara ritual. Then we'll have some discussion afterwards. So we will now begin. I would like everyone to start by breathing slowly. Three times we will do the mantra of Om in this key. Breathe in. Out. Om. In. In. Out. I will begin in a fashion similar to some of my druidic friends who I occasionally gather with, recognizing that all space is sacred. So behold, I do light this flame, the sacred flame, knowing that the fire is always burning in my heart. And may the knowledge of the waters within the wells of wisdom flow with me. There's as well a bowl of water here. And a representation of a tree. May the love and inspiration of the great world tree grow within me. Behold, I do recognize that all space is sacred as the mother is in all things. By the might of the waters, by the light of the fire, by the freedom of the air, by the wisdom of the earth, we give offerings of land, sea, and sky. May all negativity be turned away. And now, I've lit in the flame, the incense, the air. There is the water, the well of wisdom, the space is recognized as sacred, pure, and is cleansed. And now on to the Wiccan side of this, as we begin a circle. We will cleanse the circle first, but not with the burning of sage, but with an old way I used to do with another group. I want everyone right now, listening, and everyone involved, to hold your arms out and close your eyes and imagine you're holding hands and there's a circle of people. We're high up on a hill. In the middle of this circle is a giant stone. And we're all holding hands, even though there's only four of us here in the ritual today, but imagine beings of light making up the rest. Imagine we are all holding hands in a circle high atop this hill on this beautiful spring day. And we will spin around left 3 times. Singing this chant. Round, round the circle, round to the left 3. When we finish spinning round, the circle will be clean. Round, round the circle, round to the left 3. When we finish circle round, 3 times round, the circle will be clean. Round, round the circle, round to the left 3. When we finish spinning round, the circle will be clean. Now look up into the air, still holding hands, and you see a beam of white light, and it comes down in the form of a pillar, crashing into the earth, filling the circle within, filling it up, glowing like a bright yellow ball, a bright pale yellow sun. And then it slowly disappears. The circle is clean. Now, we will repeat this to the right for the blessing of the circle. With this chant. Round, round the circle, round, jostle is the way. When we finish spinning round, blessed we are today. Round, round the circle, round, jostle is the way. When we finish spinning round, blessed we are today. Round, round the circle, round, jostle is the way. When we finish spinning round, blessed we are today. Now, look up into the sky, still holding hands within the circle, and you see a pale blue light as it starts to fall to the earth in the form of a pillar. It hits the circle, the stone in the middle, filling up the circle within until it forms a big, bright, blue, pale blue sun, a glowing, beautiful ball, blessing our circle in the middle. Our circle is now cleansed and blessed. Now, we will get on with the casting of the circle itself. I will do this. Behold, by the blade of my dagger, I do cut apart a place between this world and that of the mighty ones, lifting the veil, a circle of art, for the purposes of focusing and containing the energies raised herein. This circle is cast. And I'll ring 3 times. All right. Brett, you may invoke the elements of the East.
Guardians of the watchtower of the East, of air, of intellect, of new ideas and new circles. Representation of the young mother goddess and the young father god. O great robin of the East, you who fill the air with pleasing song. You adapt easily to human environments. Your ability to survive is a testimony to your flexible wisdom. It is said long ago that your red breast was formed by your actions of bravery protecting people from a hungry wolf, or the blood stained upon you from trying to pull the thorns of the suffering Christ's head during his crucifixion. Singer, survivor, compassionate one, we ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this day with deep love and with deep respect. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Now I will invoke the West. Or no, Melissa, you invoke the south. Forgive me.
Guardians of the Watchtower of the South, you noble jackrabbit, swift, quick to act. You, so many things hunt, hawks, wolves, bobcats, so you must be on your guard. You are the great listener, brave and swift. You are born with eyes fully opened, ready for the dangerous world you are born into. And yet in that world, you flourish, you grow. You're a symbol of fertility. You who create in one lifetime many, many generations. We ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this day. And with deep love and deep respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. All right. Now I will invoke the element of the West, guardians of the watchtowers of the West, of water, of emotional, intuitive wisdom. O great frogs of the West, you have walked the earth since the days of dinosaurs. Your natural intuitive wisdom has allowed you the ability to adapt and survive and thrive where others have fallen. Truly, there is much we can learn from the noble frog. The strong are flexible and adaptable. You can swim, walk, breathe air, dig into the earth if needed. We ask for your balanced guidance and wisdom on this day with deep love and deep respect. We bid you hail and welcome.
And welcome.
Now I will invoke the North. Guardians of the Watchtowers of the North. Stable wisdom. Of earth, of integration. O great worm of the north, it is through your working that we witness the coming of spring. As you dig holes in the soft earth, it is you who aid in allowing water to flow freely through the soil, stirring the soil, fertilizing it, allowing the very food we eat to grow. You are the bringers of the wisdom, integration, and patient mobility. We ask for your balanced wisdom and guidance on this day with deep love and with deep respect. We bid you hail and welcome.
And welcome.
And now, Melissa, you may invoke the goddess.
Beloved goddess and maiden of the dawn, she whose return brings renewal of life, she who is the beginning of things. Beloved Ostara, princess of the green of spring, with love and with respect, we ask for your presence and our working this day and bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. And I will invoke the God. Beloved Father God, you whose name is the mystery of mysteries, Lord of the wheel and the graceful dance of life, you of action, if the goddess is the light, then you are the one, the great morning star, the light bearer, who carries the torch to light the way. Beloved Father God, we ask for your balanced wisdom and guidance on this day. With deep love and with deep respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Brett, you may invoke the ancestors.
Almighty ancestors, beloved ones who have gone before us and will come from us once again. We invoke you and ask you to join us and bless us. Ancestors, both physical and spiritual, priestesses and priests, mothers and uncles of our lineage, we ask you to join us this day. We ask your balanced guidance and wisdom. Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. right? The circle is Pan. The old gods are with us. The elements are with us. The ancestors are with us. What I'd like you now to do, once again, is to breathe in and out slowly as we begin our act of power, which will be a guided meditation. Breathe in and out. Relax, whether you're sitting or standing. And what I want you to do is imagine a small white light forming in your chest. See it grow and grow until it glows a brilliant white sun within your chest. Now, in the middle of that ball of light, I want you to see a swirling green light forming within inside of it. It is spinning and swirling and growing. Then it remains still. Now, this green light takes the form of a small tree. It is a strong and beautiful tree, though. See it and focus on this little tree inside of this ball of light within your chest. When you focus on that, see it clearly, and then begin to see it grow within you. It grows and grows up through your shoulders, out through your arms. As it's slowly growing, know that this ball of light and this tree are connected to the spark of divine, the great world tree. And also know that it can be accessed anytime. It's still growing and growing. And now raise your hands into the air. The tree grows and grows until it grows through your arms and out of your hands. It is also growing in the other direction, rooting down through your abdomen, into your legs, into your feet, and into the earth. The roots go digging deep into the earth, and they continue to grow. The branches continue to go out through your hands and up into the sky. The branches go racing through the sky, growing and expanding into the cosmos. See them continuously growing, go down into the earth, filling the earth, going to its center, going to its core, and covering the skies out into the cosmos, until they surround the earth, blanketing the earth. Continue to see these branches move and grow around the earth until it is a thick, shadowy blanket around the earth. Beneath you, the branches that grow through your feet are firmly rooted now and are also up in the cosmos, as above, so below. Now picture the white light in your chest exiting, going through the branches, all the branches and the roots. Picture the entire tree illuminating and glowing with a yellow white light above in the sky and below in the earth. The entire world tree within you and up in the sky, surrounding the earth and within the earth, is now a glowing, luminous tree. Now, see that luminous light begin to rise up and focus. All of the light is now going, lifting up into the higher branches until they focus into the center right above your head, above your crown chakra, forming a large glowing leaf. So now the light is all concentrated into this one glowing leaf, sort of dangling, existing right above you, right above your head, above your crown chakra. this one leaf of the world tree. And now, within this large, bright, glowing leaf, I want you to see, picture what you would like to manifest clearly for this coming year. Think of this glowing leaf as almost a movie screen of which you're going to watch what you wish to see. Picture it clearly. Picture what you wish for. Health, abundance, love. What you want to change in your life this coming year. See it clearly. See your vision of the year. Continue to hold this vision. And now, while you're holding this vision, holding this thing that you want, I certainly know what it is I want, hold this vision, and then picture a beam of white light coming from your heart, through your neck, through your head, through your crown chakra, going up to the leaf that's floating, dangling above you with your intention. And ever so gently, as the light connects with this luminous leaf, picture the leaf releasing itself from the great tree. Now, still glowing, within the beam of light, the leaf is being pulled down into you like a tractor beam through the beam of light you have sent out. This beam pulls the leaf with your intention into you, through your head, through your neck, into your heart chakra. Now, what you intended has been up there, as above, now it is inside of you, inside of your heart chakra. You are it. You are this intention now. Continue to see what you wish to bring and know that it is now inside of you. As you do, say, behold, I do accept this. I am thankful for this. I am thankful for this. I am this. So mote it be. The beam of light, bring it back in. We will close it down. It will come back into your heart chakra. And imagine bringing your tree down. See the branches slowly begin to come back into you from above and from below. And imagine all of these branches and roots returning to your heart chakra. Imagine as you do, a little ball of white light in your chest will slowly close and shrink. And imagine a little door closing in your chest, closing your heart chakra. The tree is down, the chakra is closed, and now clear and release any excess energy. Okay, now, while we are still in the circle, I would like to do a reading Brett, are you there?
I am here.
Brett, I'm curious, as something new, do you have your cards with you?
Yes, I do.
I was wondering, perhaps, if you could do a quick reading for me.
Yes, I can. Tell me when to stop.
Okay, it can be a short, like, 1, 2, or 3 card, and that's what we'll do.
Okay.
In fact, in this case, I'll even ask a question.
Okay.
It's a question I ask a lot. Abundance.
Abundance. Interesting. In the past, I have the Ten of Wands. Stagnation.
Uh-huh.
Is the card written here? It's a man held down by under his own weight.
Yes, I can definitely see that. That
the
is
present.
Definitely true.
The Four of Cups, which is written as introspection. A woman looks into a mirror as the cups rest on the sill of it. Looking within oneself.
Okay.
Her hand actually extends forward and goes into the mirror in this deck.
Ah.
So you must truly go into yourself.
All right.
And the future, the Ten of Pentacles.
Oh, that's actually very good.
Being held down, you must go into yourself and pull yourself from it. And it will end, this is the legacy card. It
okay.
may not be necessarily material wealth, but it will be passing on of either ideas of spiritually fruitfulness, abundance. Don't let your worries hold you back.
Right,
just go forward.
And I can definitely relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
Though I've gotten better with that. Go ahead, please go.
I'll finish with one last card, as
yes.
I usually do. The Two of Pentacles, integration. Bring the things that you learn inside into your outward being.
All right. And I definitely saw that as a pretty good reading. And I have been on that path as well, as far as changing those things. So it seemed pretty accurate. And Melissa, are you still there?
Yeah.
Would you like a reading from Mr. Kevin Baird here with a deck that he created himself called the Horizon Oracle?
Of course.
Okay. Do you have a question or you want just to be general?
I'm going to ask. About home. I'm just going to go with the one-word answer like you did, home.
Home. Okay, she's asking about home, Kevin.
All right, let's see.
And perhaps a changing of the location of a home.
Changing location of a home.
Yes.
Okay, well, I see that you have plans that are in motion for where you would like to be moving, but I'm being shown that you will be moving east of where you are at. I've drawn the rising sun card, And it's upside down, and that means that you're going to be surprised by this idea or invitation by somebody for you to come into this new area that you've not considered before. And also, I just drew the Vista card, which shows an individual who has climbed a tree to get a better perspective of what's around, what the options are, that kind of thing. That means that you will be invited to visit somebody who is up in the trees, and that could be they have a condo or an apartment that is in an upper floor, and that you will be looking out through the trees from their balcony, and you will become inspired with ideas and really being given hope. And the last card I just drew is the 3:11 card, 3:11 a.m. or p.m., and it's the picking card. It's talking about this opportunity that will be presented to you will be quickly fleeting, and it will be something that you would have to say yes in that day to say, yes, this is what I want to do, or no, I will pass on this kind of stuff. So going to be a great opportunity coming up to you. It will be a surprise because the picking card is in the upside-down position as well. So these are talking about mysteries that the universe has planned for you and might be contrary to the plans that you have at this time.
Okay.
So it sounds like... Go ahead, please.
I was going to say, it sounds like there's good news, but not necessarily the good news I'm planning for.
Right. Like, you have your plan, and then there is the plan.
Yeah. Which very rarely tends to be in line with my plan.
When you make plans, the gods laugh.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Oh, no, it sounds...
Okay.
Sounds not right.
Okay, cool. Or,
and
good.
Don't hesitate. When you're offered something, go with it.
All right.
Don't think about it.
I will keep an eye out for it.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're saying, Kevin, it's a pretty good opportunity... That might be a bit of a surprise, not according to what she had planned, but it could be a good opportunity that kind of comes quickly. She might have to make a quick decision.
Yeah, and there's the name Radisson that's associated with it as well. So it might be close to a Radisson Hotel or on Radisson Street or in the Radisson neighborhood. The name Radisson is associated with it as well.
Huh. Is that something that was just coming to you, sort of?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And Brett, are you there?
Yes, I want to say, though, that Marcy drew a card for you as well. And she is in the circle with us.
Yes.
Using her animal deck. And that
what's
card
that?
That she drew is the cricket reversed.
Cricket reversed? What does that mean?
It's from the Animal Wise Tarot, which is a Ted Andrews. And what it means is jumping forward or shedding of old beliefs when it comes to the cricket. And in the reverse, it becomes more introspective.
Okay.
At least from what I've understood, the times that she's read the cards for me, that so it's going with my own reading of the cards of the introspective. You have to really look and prioritize yourself.
Okay.
That was for Daniel. I apologize. But I think all of us can really learn from it. Yeah. should have made that clear. My fault. But really, anyone can benefit from looking inward.
Right. So, in short, it looks like she has a possible good opportunity, but it might be quick and fleeting and may not be exactly with what she had in mind, which definitely happens to me a lot.
Especially when we were talking about her, you know, her plan versus the plan of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely are they in line.
Never. Tends to work out, though.
Usually, yes.
I think especially in the case of if you are on the path of progression and growth, and if you listen to those little lessons of growth and progression, just like with my reading when Brett said in the past a tendency to over-worry, which is something I really have gotten over. I used to be a much more depressed person. I mean, I'm a writer, I'm a musician. This sometimes comes hand in hand. And,
combination.
Another thing to know when it comes to the past card, too, it could be the not-so-distant past as well. It could also be the past that is starting to shed off. It's things that you're still working on. And
sure.
Now is just the main focus.
I think you're always working.
Exactly.
Brett, would you like as well a reading? What we have out here is the Horizon Oracle.
Sure.
Okay. Kevin is reaching right now.
Yep.
Do you have a question or
I
kind
no
of
question.
General? Go ahead.
I have no question.
Oh, you said no question, just general.
Yep.
Okay, the first card that's up is the Puzzles card. It's associated with the time 1019, and it shows an individual with thought balloons over their head with some words saying, what, and this and that and everything. So it talks about how you're in a place right now to where you've been offered a lot of opportunities to go and do things, and that it has you so overwhelmed or just, you know, saturated with possibilities that you want to pick the right one and you're not sure which one is the right one. That's a message really just to, like, keep looking at it, because eventually you'll narrow it down. So take your time in thinking about it. And also the Curb card, which is associated with the time 1111, and that's really a message of getting rid of the things that are not helpful, that you've not used in a while, and that you should consider doing something else, or maybe just doing some spring cleaning. It's in line with our message for today, which is doing the ritual, doing spring cleaning, that kind of thing. So it's really
you have
yourself
no
busy with things
idea.
While you're thinking can help you come to a decision or a conclusion to what it is that you want to do, and that there is something definitely coming up that will likely need your attention or a decision from you in like the next week or two, because I just drew the Bloom card, which shows a butterfly landing on a flower, and that talks about now as the situation. So you're going to have to make a decision soon, but spend your time working on it, and you will come up with that decision that you need to make. That's what I have.
Okay, Brett.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, then. Now I would like to just take a moment before we close down the circle and release the elements for a quick, quiet contemplation with the bell ringing three times to be thankful for all the gifts of life and spring from the gods. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Brett, you may devoke the ancestors.
Beloved ancestors, you have gone before. Thank you for your wisdom and guidance. Thank you for joining us. Go if you must, stay if you will. We bid you hail and farewell in respect.
Hail and farewell. I will devote. Beloved Father God, thank you for joining us today on this beautiful spring day, spring equinox. We thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom. Stay if you will. Go if you must. Beloved Father God, we bid you hail and farewell. Melissa, may you evoke the goddess.
Beloved maiden, Lady of the East, we thank you for all your gifts of spring and for your presence in this working, for your balanced guidance and wisdom. Go if you must, stay if you will, and with love and respect we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Guardians of the Watchtowers of the North, we thank you, O Great Worm. We thank you for joining us here on this beautiful spring day. We thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom in our workings. It is with deep love and with deep respect that I say, and we say, hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Guardians of the Watchtowers of the West, we thank you for joining us this day, O Great Frogs. We thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom. It is with deep love and with deep respect we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Melissa, you need to go to the South.
Noble Jackrabbit of the South, of action and manifestation, we thank you for your aid and your balanced guidance and wisdom. Go if you must, stay if you will, and with love and respect we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Brett, you may now devoke the East.
Guardians of the Watchtower of the East, oh, loving Robin, I hear your children right even now as they fly around in this sunny day. We thank you for your balanced guidance and wisdom, and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Now, I do say thank you, O mighty dead, noble she, all of those in the sacred place, since all places are sacred. And I will take down this circle of art, the blade of my dagger. As above, so below, as the universe, so the soul, this circle is closed, but never really broken. So mote it be.
What would it be?
May the great world tree grow within us all. Thank you very much. And I tune three times. May all things return as they were in nature, with the exception of the magic you have helped us work here today. And release. It is done. Thank you all very much. And I hope you liked my visualization. It was one I made up myself. I'm still working on those things, you know, spellcraft and making your own things. And I even forgot something right in the middle that I really wanted to do. But
oh,
it happened.
No. What was it?
No, it wasn't actual part of the act. It was just something I wanted to add as part of the rhetoric. And I forgot it because I dropped the paper. If you heard me rustling some paper. A lot of it I do in my head, but I do write some things down. The basic structures I don't usually read, but it was the the Druidic An Al Nathrak Usvas Beth Ud Dokiel Dienve, as it was, as it will be, as it
is.
As it is, as it will be. But it was fine with us. Anyway, Melissa is joining us here today.
Open, never broken. So
that's right.
In fact, we're still fine.
Oh, we said it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, as far as my opinion, which could start a small topic because we still have some time, I have an opinion on using the old languages to enhance things but not overusing them to where if you don't speak that language, if you do like a whole ritual in Latin, I'm going to get lost, you know, but I do like, or Gaelic or whatever the case may be. I do like to use them as enhancers, though, like a phrase you repeat two or three times or, you know, something of that nature, or a quick cantation at the end of a spell to kind of, because it makes you feel connected with the as is old wisdom, as is new wisdom kind of thing to me. And that's, so I like to occasionally use phrases like that. Some people like to lay on the old languages like really thick. And I've watched really impressive ceremonies like that before, but got lost as to what exactly, that, you know, you kind of lose the emotion or the energy of it, if you know what I mean. But
I've said to a couple of bat mitzvahs, which is the only real experience I've had with rituals and languages I can't understand. and I remember just thinking that the Hebrew that was being spoken was so absolutely beautiful, but I had no idea what the cantor was talking about.
Yeah.
And I really wished I did, like they had a translation or something with it.
Yes, that would have been nice to see that. Or if it was even, they can say something and then say it back again in English, or, you know, that would be interesting. And you're right, I've heard the old Hebrew too. I have some Jewish people in my family as well. And it is a really beautiful thing to hear, just like somebody reading old Latin text, I think, you know, it just sounds really interesting and deep and spiritual. But again, if it's too long and too much, you're losing the emotion of it if you don't speak it. So.
Yeah.
So, Melissa, you are, I guess, you live in Salem or right outside of Salem?
Actually, about 40 minutes in Salem.
Okay.
So.
I didn't know if you just sort of walked down the street to the World of Witches Museum or if it was a bit of a drive for you. Or.
It's a little bit of a drive. Not an awful commute, though.
Right.
Some from the sort of Essex County area.
You know what's funny about that connection? I'm from a town called Essex.
Really? There is a town called Essex within Essex County, but I'm sure it's not that Essex.
Yeah, this was actually Baltimore. Baltimore, Maryland, which is a pretty real place. Have you ever been to Baltimore? Interesting place.
Definitely on my places to visit. Death Place of Edgar Allan Poe, right?
Yes. In fact, we had that discussion. We had a musician on the show one time named Rob Fahey, and he was the writer of a one-hit wonder song in the 1980s called Raised on the Radio, and he's a friend of mine. And it was in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I don't know if this is all stuff past your older for you to remember, but he was actually, yeah, he had the song that was big, and he's from Baltimore. And, again, one of those funny days that our show falls on was on the birthday of Edgar Allan Poe. So since we started the show, our days, we've fallen on some pretty interesting days. But I also noticed, and I would like to ask you, Melissa, since you're our guest, a few questions, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
When did you first come to the World of Witches Museum and meet Reverend Don and all of that?
It's a really, really funny story, actually.
Okay.
Back in late September of this year, I had gotten my hours cut back at another job, and I had gotten a whole argument, like many people just out of college. I live with my parents, and I'd gotten in an argument about how I needed to get another job and all of this. And I said to myself, okay, I want to do this, but I want to do it on my own terms. And that night I had basically spent a lot of time chanting the old names. I had been working with the crone a lot. And the next day, after, you know, after this bit of ritual work I did, I get up. I had an appointment in Peabody, which is right next to Salem. And I thought, oh, I'm in the area. I might as well stop into the World of Witches Museum. I know they have a shop there. I mean, I've been on the Witch School site, so I kind of knew who everybody was and what they did there. So I stop in to buy a stone, and there is Ed Hubbard and Reverend Don Lewis working in the shop. And I hear Reverend Don talking, and he's got a very distinct voice, if you've ever heard him on Pagans Tonight or his other
thing.
And I'm like, I know that voice. Oh, my. And I turn around, and there's him and Ed. And actually, Lexi Renee was working the counter. So I mentioned I was a witch schooler. And they said, oh, really? Are you? Do you want a job? And my jaw hit the floor. I signed up originally to just be a tour guide for the October season. But, you know, I got in the car. I just gotten a job, and I literally laughed the entire way home because I had been praying to not only get this new job but to move forward spiritually. I had had a whole fight about needing a new job. My parents had insisted I go out and get a job. They're Baptist.
Oh.
So it was sort of a be careful what you wish for moment. It started off, I thought I was just going to be a tour guide and maybe doing some camera work for the Young Witches Project. By the end of the next, like, 3 or 4 months, I was, I've been acting priestess at the temple, which was not something I was expecting either going there.
Yes, and I've seen you do some of the videos. Go ahead.
Yeah. Before that, I had basically been way in the broom closet practicing behind a hedge in my backyard.
Mm.
And then my first ritual, which they invited me to, was, of course, with Reverend Don Lewis and Tracy Logan Wood. And I had an absolute heart attack. Because, I mean, I knew all of these people from the various projects that, you know, Witch School does and all of that I had the weird experience of knowing all of my coworkers before I actually met them and working for them, and it was the strangest, most intimidating thing you can imagine.
It is a strange feeling. I've had, not on the same level, but I've had similar experiences with working with musicians, like somebody I really liked and I'd seen like on video and stuff, and then I ended up working with them, and I'm like, oh wow, I'm working with this guy that I really, you know, dug for a while. Not quite surrounded by it like the way you're talking about it, but a similar vibration, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but this is where the idea of what my plans are and what deity's plans are, what God's plans are, not meshing up at all, but being awesome, as I was not expected to be thrown into all of these situations and just doing all, because like I said, I was beginning solitary at the time, and I was looking to buy a rock, looking to buy some stones. That's where that went. So that's sort of been the story of my life since I started working there. And
yeah,
I've just learned to stop making plans, I guess.
Yeah, no more plans.
No more plans. They never work. but yeah. And the one thing that really, that especially the tour guide portion of the job really, really helped me with is, you know, like, I have not from a family that is, or a situation that is very supportive of my path and my choices. But I got the opportunity to be an ambassador and help other people understand. And, you know, what the museum's purpose is to, you know, sort of, it's not just a place for Wiccans and pagans, but for the public to come and understand what Wicca and paganism are and sort of demystify everything. And, I think that really kind of gave me a lot of encouragement, was talking to people who were very open, very receptive, During the month of October, I had a two-hour conversation with a woman from a very conservative and evangelical church who was very interested in an exchange of ideas and just dialogue. And it was wonderful, I think, in a lot of ways. Those experiences kind of sustained me.
Yes, and I'm in an environment like that now. It wasn't always the case like that, meaning I also attend a Unitarian church. So I'm in a fairly religiously liberal place in the country. It's Northern Virginia, which is near the nation's capital, D.C. So being also an attendee of a Unitarian church, I live with two Unitarian ministers, actually my brother and his wife. I rent an apartment in the basement. And you do experience a lot of different conversations, and I think that these things are extremely healthy for people to see the commonalities in one another. Just like when I say I recommend people get a tarot deck, because when you start reading, and you might know this as someone that's a reader yourself, I believe, if I remember correctly.
I'm not yet working on it.
Yeah, but you're working on it. But what you do start to see, as you may be discovering, is you start to see the commonalities in everybody. All these little bits and pieces of personality that we all have, and all these characters and archetypes. And you start to see the similarity in all people, rather than how different we all think we really are. At least that's my take on it. But you mentioned a job, and you mentioned college. What did you take in college, if you don't mind me asking?
I majored in creative writing, so poverty, basically.
You majored in poverty. I like that.
But I've actually, I've been discovering, especially through this job, the different things I can do with that. Through the Witch School, I've published a coloring book on the Wheel of the Year. I've become social media editor, which means I basically get paid to muck around on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And I come up with a lot of the fun facts and things that you see on the various Witch School and museum social media sites.
Okay.
So that gives me something to do with writing, and that's actually something pretty big. So this is actually, in addition to getting the spiritual growth and the financial growth, I've gotten the resume growth that I need out of this, too.
Right, so and now you can add radio.
Now I can add radio.
And speaking of which,
yeah.
I'm going to take just a second here, Melissa, and I'm going to do a couple plugs, and then we'll be right back to the conversation. And one of them will be for my co-host here, Mr. Kevin Baird, psychic medium intuitive consultant. He can be reached at www.templeofgaia.com or at the stores Sticks and Stones in Fairfax, Virginia, or Crystalis in Herndon. A couple weeks ago, we had a guest. Her name was Lily, very nice woman, and she was the owner of a New Age crystal interfaith store known as Esoterica. Esoterica is now online only, but she's looking to make it a brick-and-mortar store again. It's at www.esotericanova.com, and still our New Age interfaith focus, herbs, crystals, stones, oils, candles, incense, divination tools, and more. And since I'm plugging, I might as well just plug Witch School International, which is a place I do visit, go to often, www.witchschoolinternational.com, right? Is that right, Melissa?
No, just www.witchschool.com.
It's just witchschool.com without the word international.
And they can find you in there as Sparrow.
Yes, my name there is Sparrow.
I would be Garlic
Cloak. I almost messed up the plug of a place that I do leave a message on every day. That's awful. It happens. There's something about being on the air. Sometimes you get a little brain freeze. And sometimes it sharpens you up. Sometimes it makes you feel really sharp, and other times you just turn on that microphone and you're like, darrr, white noise, white noise, white noise. But anyway, back to you, Melissa. So you mentioned creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other, outside of Witch School and outside of those things, do you have any other sort of big, are you writing the great, you know, American novel or something, or do you have some project that you're working on or have worked on and finished?
I've got a couple of short stories that I'm currently working on marketing.
Okay.
I've got don't have terribly much that isn't a college newspaper, but I used to be a food writer for the MCLA Beacon.
Oh, okay.
But mostly I'm in the process of getting credits, getting writing things, and but yeah.
And you mentioned food. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Food writing. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yep.
You know that guy Andrew Zimmerman who has the bizarre food shows.
Love it. Love the show.
He eats all the weird stuff. I want to be him. That's my.
What about Bourdain?
That would be my dream. Bourdain. I am also very fond of Bourdain as well. For a little while after reading his books, I became a restaurant snob.
Oh yeah.
But I am a big Bourdain fan.
Don't you think he's a pretty good poet?
I'm more the Alton Brown. Try a bunch of different things, and whatever works scientifically, and it's fun.
Yeah. And speaking of food, we're going to do an episode here. So our show, one thing about this show, Main Street Universe, is we're not just fully only a pagan show. We are a community show as well. So we do some shows about a community issue. We do a show about artistic things. Like I said, we've had musicians, and there's other artists that are going to be planning on coming here in the near future, including I did get a response, but not a date yet, from Kellyanna, if you're familiar with her. And she said she was interested. But we just have to work out a date. I think she was currently on tour. Funny story, I found her flyer at a local New Age shop, Sticks and Stones, and I just thought it was a local gal, and I just called her and said, hey, do you want to be on my show? Emailed. And she said, she responded right away. Then I went online and said, yeah, I have a musician named Kellyanna who's agreed to be on the show, and all these people online were like, oh, I love her, I know her. These people are all around the world, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know everybody knew who this girl was. I didn't know who she was. I felt like I was the only person who didn't know who she was. So that was kind of funny.
She is an amazing singer.
Yeah, I've heard her.
She was one of the performers at the Salem Witches Ball wasn't on Halloween, but it was around there, and I actually got to see her perform there, which is pretty awesome.
Cool. And thank you for confirming that, Marcy. I'm actually looking at the chat room now. I'm one of the few hosts on Blog Talk Radio. I pace around the room, and I'm not actually at the computer. I kind of walk around and hold the incense and wave it around. But I'm trying to make an effort to look at the chat room. Usually Kevin is the engineer of the show, and he takes care of the calls and the chat room and all that, and I'm the diva talent that just does the thing and sings a song and does the show. But anyway, so you said you are working on some short stories.
Mm-hmm.
Do you...
Most...
Go ahead.
Yeah, most of them are non-pagan in nature, although I do write a lot of fantasy. So I feel like I draw a lot on the mythologies that I'm familiar with for those. But, yeah.
That's good. I never finish them. I've started books and never finished them. I thought of just saying, you know what, let's just do a short story.
I have 9 first novels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm 41 years old, and I've never finished one. I have finished short stories, though. Excuse me. And because I noticed you were part of the artistic group at Witch School. Am I right about that? I think I remember seeing that somewhere.
I was involved in the Young Witches of Salem project.
Yes, the movie.
Go
ahead. Yes, the movie, right? The online movie.
Yeah, the movie. My involvement with that, although mostly that was just when I was hired on, so I used to joke I was the Cinderella who minded the shop. So they could actually get filming and stuff done.
Okay.
I actually have like 2 or 3 scenes in the movie, which is kind of cool.
Oh.
But yeah. I was involved in that a little bit, involved in the editing process just a little. But yeah. That's sort of my first real credit, I guess.
So it's still growing.
Yeah, I'm the Young Witch by proxy on Sunday nights, their radio show. So,
oh.
I didn't actually, you know, I'm not in any point of any of their video things, but I am involved with some of their projects.
Mm-hmm. Brett is the co-host with Danielle Young of the...
Okay.
Of the Young Witches radio show on Pagans Tonight. So that was his involvement there. But Brett, I know we were doing a ritual this week. Did you have an eye on the sky prepared?
Actually, I did.
Oh, okay. I thought you may have.
Storing in the background, I have a sleeping furry co-host.
Okay. So, Melissa, we're going to go to Brett's segment right now for a few minutes, just to let you know.
Right.
So, Brett, go ahead.
Well, of course, the big thing is we are starting a new astrological year because it is the spring equinox.
Mm-hmm.
And we are moving once again, going through on Aries, the sign of Aries. And I'm going to talk with my first little 101 segment here. What exactly is a sun sign?
Okay.
The sun sign is basically your outer appearance. It's what a lot of energies that you tend to pick up on an external level, while the moon will be a more internal, which I'll talk about more next week. When a lot of people are talking around, walking around, they'll say, oh, he is such a Leo, or man, that person is such a downer. It's probably a Virgo. It is more or less talking about the sun sign. And the dates that you will find in the newspaper are related to the sun signs. Aries, our first sun sign of the year, of the astrological year, is very much a go-get'em sign. It is a ram, and like rams, it tends to charge forward. It's a fire sign, which gives it a much more energetic feel. It's called a masculine sign or a outward sign. Positive is another word for it, more used today because of the breakup of masculine and feminine. It is a cardinal sign, and it's always moving. So this is a outward expression, moving, and fiery sign. So basically everything about it is go, go, go. And it will be with us from today till April 19th, as far as 2012 is concerned. And that is my report, except the fact to notice that this actual day is also a new sign on a new moon, which means new beginnings. And it's a new year on a new moon. So this might be a whole year of new beginnings.
Uh-huh. Well, very good. That was Brett with his Eye in the Sky report. Thank you very much. And yes, it has been about action. I was doing a spirit guide technique the other day, one that Kevin actually showed me. And the thing that kept coming to my mind, the picture kept being sent to me, was a funny one. It was a guy digging a ditch. And I think it was just a constant, and he had like construction tools around him, and it was just a constant, get back to work, get back to work, action, action, get back to work. Which now we will go to Kevin Baird's section of this show, the creator of the On Horizon Oracle. And go ahead, Kevin, the card of this week.
Yes. The card of this week is the 954 card, the Skies card. And this is a timeline or an event card. There are some cards that give you, you know, things to contemplate, to ponder, to what you can work on internally. But this is an external message card. It means that there's going to be some kind of event or something that's going to take place or be told about that has taken place in the sky sometime this week, and that those events that are external tend to redirect our plans and our ideas for what it was that we were hoping for and to educate us that everything is for now until something happens. So the 954 card, the Skies card, is a message that something external is going to happen that could motivate people to change their plans to something else. That's all I got.
Okay. And back to you, Melissa. Are you still with us?
Yep.
Okay. And it looks like right now in our program we have about 9 minutes left, so we still have a few minutes. So now that you have stumbled across this kind of fun new thing in your life around spiritually and working with the new job and getting some new experiences. What are your plans, even though we talked about plans earlier, maybe don't have any, but what are you seeing for the future now for yourself, or what would you like to see for yourself for the future?
Well, in addition to all my other projects, I'm actually about to go into business for myself, which is good. Starting small with flea markets, but probably selling stones and crystals, projects like that. And then I've got a couple of other projects that I'm working on. This is something that depends on me having time. I would like to start a pagan news blog that isn't insanely dour.
Okay.
Because I find that many of the existing ones often focus very much on the bad news, the persecution, the things that are going wrong in the pagan community or in the world, and not enough on the triumphs.
Send me a link when you get it.
I shall. But I'd really like to focus on just some of the awesome things, some of the things that people are doing, some of the things people are accomplishing in the community. A goal for the not a long-term goal, but something that I hope to do when I'm in a position to have more time to work on it and to dedicate to it.
And that's very great. One of the things I like to focus on, and one of the reasons I like getting together with the Unitarians is, you know, they do a lot of, being a church, they do a lot of charity. My brother's Unitarian church is actually about almost 30% pagan. I don't know if you're familiar with Unitarians, Melissa.
A little bit, yeah.
You can kind of be anything and be a Unitarian, so they kind of just believe in, you know, serving humanity and respecting all people's beliefs. And as long as they're positive, of course. And so people will see, like, pagans involved in, like, a charity or something like that. So I like when people see, you know, something positive that's pagan in them out in the community. Part of the show is about that, too. Like, we're going to have charities on this show. I've got some lined up. They just haven't other things going on. But I do have some lined up and some really interesting ones.
That would be great.
And also, our show is going to be soon on public access television, Cox Channel 10. We're going to be doing like a two shows a month or so, something like that at first.
Yes.
Come on.
So, and I'll be using that form in that media for that as well, and try to get about being about community as well and not just being a little pagan show. I'm not trying just to be, hey, welcome to the Witch's Corner. I mean, we'll do those things. They're just going to happen naturally because of the three hosts that we have are all lean that way. But trying to be, you know, out in the community, we're going to do on-location shows.
And about how retail is going to be taking back Main Street as well.
And people, like you mentioned, going into business for yourself, Melissa, and I mentioned earlier the statistic of new workers, new employed people next year, the statistic is 40% of new American workers are going to be self-employed people. So you're kind of headed right in that direction, it sounds like.
Yeah. My other project that's sort of been an ongoing project for me is coming up with more resources and materials for pagan families. As I mentioned before, I have the Wheel of the Year coloring book. I had talked about, making activity books, children's books of mythology, things like that as well. So that's sort of my ongoing project.
I like the coloring book idea because it teaches meditation early in life.
Mm.
Where they're coloring, they got the one color, they're, you know, contemplating the lines, that kind of stuff.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah, well, there's lots of ways to view meditation. You know, some people walk the mazes, or as Kevin sometimes says, just doing a simple chore that's sometimes spoken of in Buddhism, like really enjoying being a great, you know, tea maker or something like that.
Sanding the floor, wax on, wax off.
But I used to work at a car wash, actually, and of course my name being Dan, I heard that joke often. from The Karate Kid, for those of you that don't know. Anyway, I was just thinking, Melissa, we have a little bit of time left. Since you didn't get your... For some reason, I'm wanting to pull one more card for her future projects. There was another card that was pulled for me. Everybody else got an extra card. Her extra card is, you'll like this one, recognition. Describe that one a little bit.
I do like that one.
The recognition card is one where you are walking along and that you end up coming to like a little edge that you're not sure if you should step down into it. But if you look back, you notice that people are looking at you and that they are recognizing you for where you are, and that you look down at your own feet and you see that you're on a pedestal. So it's really a message about you applying the things that really empower you, that inspire you, and that somehow you become light on your feet and rise above the crowd a little bit and give inspiration to the people that are around you to maybe consider doing the things that you've done to help elevate themselves as well.
So it is a card of recognition, a little similar to how some people might interpret the Eight of Pentacles, where the pentacles are up on the tree and people can see them, they recognize your work. In this card, recognition, you're standing on this little tree trunk and you're above
right.
this little crowd that's watching you while you're telling them things. So
right.
it's actually
it should
a
be
very...
a soapbox or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have the image of the recognition card inlay term images. It's not one of the Eight of Coins where you have to go and read like three or four books on the tarot to get the gist of the message.
Yeah, it's straightforward. I mean, Kevin does read the tarot as well, so do I. And then Kevin also created his own present oracle deck. And so that's a very good card. It's a very good card for
exactly.
your future projects. It's recognition, it's respect, it's being seen, it's being elevated. So that's a very good
and
one.
And surprise recognition, too. I designed the stump or the pedestal that the person is standing on to be one that looks pretty rickety, but still a little above everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And again, the theme of a slight surprise coming up, Melissa. Some of that could have been from the past, since she just sort of asked it generically when she said home, like surprised by which school.
Right, exactly.
And then this recognition one is part of it as well as going a little further in the future, perhaps. That's just sort of a vibration I'm getting from it.
Yes, there's your plan, and then there's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
well, I'm certainly looking forward to seeing what the plan has in store.
Yes, I think we all are. I'm working on a lot of things right now myself. You know, I spent a long time not pursuing my dreams properly and sort of gave in to the cold corporate world. And within the last year or so, I've been pursuing all the things I love, and I'm making a transition to being, you know, a full-time musician. We're trying to push the show and just push all things artistic and make that my life rather than being a worker. But we're running out of time here, Melissa. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Sorry, I have a little bit of a cough, but it was nice to have you here. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much, Brett Hillman.
You're welcome.
And again, to everyone out there, and to our guest Melissa, may the great tree inside of you, inside of your heart, always grow and grow and grow. And may you all know your dreams. And remember that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you may have ever imagined. Happy Ostara, everyone. Thank you very, very much, and blessed be.